Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
That might be the weirdest build-up to a song ever. I felt very, like, operatic. And then that. A really cool beat kicks in. Take me through this. Help me out here, AMAC.
Yeah.
What are we listening to?
This is 21 Savage called Red Rum.
Okay. I really like the beat. What's the deal with the opera kind of feel before that?
I think they just did that because you know what sampling is?
What sampling is?
Yeah.
When
artists like take pieces of songs and rework it into a contemporary beat.
Okay.
So I think that intro was the original song, which was sampled and the beat. So it was like a build up to the big reveal of the sample within the music.
Attaboy. I was just talking to Linnell. We got official word, I guess. The Falcons announced that A.J. Terrell is not going to play this Sunday as well. So late December, that Sunday night game, late December back in 63. What a great song that was. Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons. Late last December, A.J. Terrell limited Terry McLaurin, I think, to one catch for 7 yards. Now both are not playing in this Week 4 rematch. But that helps out the Commanders, I think, more than losing Terry hurts the Commanders, I think. Because obviously Debo is not a stretch the field type of player, but if A.J. Terrell was playing in this game, clearly he would be matched up with Debo Samuel a lot, whether it would be in the slot, travel, whatever. Right? Like last night, you saw Devin Witherspoon, who just came back to the lineup for Seattle, trailing Marvin Harrison Jr. into the slot. Now, obviously, every team plays different defenses and whatnot, but I think the Commanders benefit, of course, in a weird sort of way by A.J. Terrell not being available. As we thought maybe all week long, he missed last week, he didn't practice. We thought kind of all week long that he probably wouldn't be able to play. But because now, forget about Terry, okay, so maybe you say it's an even loss, but I would say if Terrell was playing, then he, of course, would switch over in all likelihood to Debo. So now that frees up Debo, as we were talking about with Chris and Marilyn, to work inside, outside, maybe get an advantageous matchup against D. Alford or somebody like that. And hopefully Debo can give you the kind of impact as both a kick returner, well, really in three ways, as a kick returner, as a ball carrier, and as a wide receiver, but inside, outside. So really kind of a four-way thing, if you will, for lack of a better term. Here's one number for you before we get back to the calls that I just wanted to share with you again per Next Gen Stats. The Commanders lead the NFL with being in no huddle an astounding 59.8% of the time. I mean, I knew it was high. I didn't know it was that high. That's nearly double the next closest team. That's right. The next closest team is the Saints, who suck, at 30.6%. They average, according to Next Gen Stats, 6.1 per play out of no huddle. That's the most among teams with at least 20 no huddle plays this season. I mean, think about that. They are no huddle 60% of the time. 60% of the time. And that's not just no huddle at the end of the first half or at the end of the game or as you're trying to catch up, i.e. Green Bay. That is, hey man, we are no huddle, we are tempo by design. We are going to put you in conflict. We are not going to let you sub all the time. Remember last week when they announced, for those of you in the stadium, I assume it came up on television, that they said something about the Raiders illegally substituting or doing something. I forget the exact words. Well, that was because of that. The Raiders were trying to counter the Commanders' tempo. So I just hit some button on my computer, and in a tweet DM, I don't know how this came up. It says, Chris Russell, a passionate sports radio host, covers the Commanders with sharp insights, champions his team's playoff push, and believes in Jaden Daniels' unmatched maturity. WrestleMania 621's been roasting Kyler Murray's inconsistency and the Cardinals' sloppy play while hyping the Commanders' no-huddle dominance.
Can you send that to me?
And it,
yeah, that has to be AI.
It also says, it is like, it's got to be AI. It also says, at WrestleMania 61 is praised by at JP Finley NBCS for optimism on Commander safety Will Harris and by at Talk Nats for insightful Nats signing analysis. It also says, it quotes me as saying, a human pencil eraser is Jaden Daniels. I don't remember saying that.
You mean pencil eraser?
I don't remember saying that.
What does that even mean?
I don't know. I don't know. I'm going to send it to you, though, okay? I literally just saw it. It just, for whatever reason, came up. I guess it's an AI-generated thing. I guess. I don't know. I have no idea. It just came up in like on my computer screen, and now I can't get it off. But whatever. I'll send it to you. Weird. How weird is that? All right. I'm going to send it to you, AMAC, just so you have it. And before I forget, just so you know. All right. Back to the calls we go. 301-230-0980. Let's get to Jonesy. Next up. What up, Jonesy? How are you?
What's going on, Rooster? How you
What's
feeling
up,
today,
Jonesy?
Boss?
What's shaking?
Listen, man. This thing to me is more of a defensively played game in the trenches. We have got to win the game on defense pretty much alone. I hear everybody talking about the offense, the run, and things like that. Yeah, we need to do all of that. Yep, but in the trenches, we got to knock some jokers off the ball pretty much on both sides. On the offensive side, the guys got a pancake so we can run. I mean, on the defensive side, we got to pretty much get back there after Michael Penix Jr. to make him feel uncomfortable and like he don't belong that day. And that's what that needs to be. And I think we'll get it done, but we got to set the statement early. That's why at coin flip, coin toss, I hope we get it and defer so the defense can get on the field and say, hey, look, you know, it's not going to be Sunday fun day as much as it's going to be a lose day for you. Not here today. Maybe next week, but not today. We can win the game off that alone.
All right, so you want them to go out on defense first to try and set the tone, which makes sense because struggling offense coming in Atlanta. What happens if you give up a long touchdown drive or a quick touchdown drive? Then you've come I mean, the only benefit to doing what you're just saying is you're getting the ball at the start of the second half, which is what a lot of teams do anyway.
But that front line, Kevin would say, that front ain't got to be a gangster, man. Enough said. Got to be a gangster so that don't happen. You know what I'm saying? Set the statement early. Let them know it's going to be an uncomfortable day.
Let them know you're there. Saying?
That's it. Yes. That's it.
All right.
That's what I'm talking about.
I got it.
And we'll get it done. We'll get it done.
Thank you, Jonesy. I wish it was that simple. I appreciate it. I wish it was that simple. I don't think it's that simple. One thing I worry about. I don't know who's going to win the place-kicking battle. Parker Romo was 5 of 5 in Minnesota 2 weeks ago indoors. And then he missed 2 outdoors last week. Now you're back indoors. Matt Gay missed 3 out of his first 4, including a chip shot of 37 yards last week, and then makes a 47-yarder and a 56-yarder. I have no idea what to expect. Matt Gay also kicked the opening ball out of bounds to give the Raiders possession at the 40. Please don't do that. Please don't lose this game on specials. Like, if you're going to lose because the Falcons are better and because the Falcons kind of manhandled you and bullied you around and pushed you around, or the best player on the field, Bijan Robinson, just was unstoppable, lose it that way. Please don't lose on a chip shot field goal. And it doesn't have to necessarily be at the end of the game. You miss a chippy in the first quarter and you lose by 3. Well, there's your game. 301-230-0980. Let's go to the Mark and Largo show. Next up on line 6. Hello, Mark and Largo show.
Hey, what's up, Chris? Hey, what's up, Linnell? How you doing, Linnell?
Linnell is...
I know you're not speaking, but
yeah,
that's cool, too.
Well, he left the studio. He's a little bit salty about some things that I shall not talk about on the radio, but, you know.
Don't worry about it. Don't worry. Look, I think they could win, Chris, if... I agree with the last call. I think the defense has to step up, and I would defer. I kind of would start blitzing Penix because I'm leery about his movement, and I think it's important, very, very important, for Washington to get up to a big lead. If they can get up to a lead, Falcons are quit.
Well, you would think, right? Or they would severely press, or they would go with Kirk Cousins again?
If you bring Kirk Cousins in, I think you lose a team.
If they get blitzed from the start, if the Commanders without Terry, without Jaden, without Bates, without Noah, without Will Harris, blitz them on their home surface – after getting annihilated 30-0, you don't think you're lost at that point before you go to Kirk Cousins?
I mean, look, if you're up 14-0, you bring Kirk Cousins in, you totally destroyed this kid. Totally destroyed this kid. Okay? I mean, this is what, look, I know everybody at this station and 106.7 loves Kirk Cousins. I don't know why Atlanta didn't trade him. I don't know why they didn't trade him this offseason. I don't know why they didn't do it. I would have done it in a heartbeat.
I mean, it was problematic salary cap-wise. That's why.
And that may be the case. It may be better to trade him at the end of the year and stuff like that or release him. That's fine. But, look, Chris, I'm sick and tired of seeing quarterbacks get destroyed in this league, man. And I think benching this kid and then bringing in Kirk Cousins, and then if you get slammed again – then you're going to go with Kirk Cousins, then you're going to lose Michael Penix. And then more likely, and I hate to say it, because this will be it for Raheem Morris, he's going to get fired on Monday. And I hate to say that because I like him. But if you bench him and then y'all go with Cousins, you've totally destroyed this kid. Then people are going to be calling more about Penix than they are about Cousins. And Chris, look, in the last few years, man, in the last 3 years especially, we've seen a lot of quarterbacks get destroyed. They're talking about destroying. I mean, they're talking about destroying J.J. McCarthy right now. Anthony Richardson, my God. Bryce Young, let me say this. Bryce Young has put up a shut-up year for him. But the reason why I think Washington can win is because at some point, Adam Peters has to show up with the draft picks he got. If they're going to play one-on-one outside, Luke McCaffrey, this is your chance. I know Jalen Lane's going to perform. If it's one-on-one, I know he's going to ball. Luke, this is up to you, bro. You got to do it. One-on-one, you got to make some big heyday. If they can't break away from one-on-one coverage, Adam Peters has a problem. And he may have to call Amari Cooper and talk him out of retirement to come back.
No. Here. No thanks. No
yes.
thanks.
Yes.
No.
Yes, thanks.
No.
Yes.
No. And what
yes.
gives
Why
you
don't
so
like
much what gives you so much confidence that Jalen Lane is gonna not have a problem, but Luke McCaffrey is? Is it just because we've seen Luke more? Because Jalen dropped a would-be touchdown last week. Or didn't
well,
come
that's
up
true
with it.
Too, but Jalen, well, that's true too. But we see, Jalen, how long? Jalen's played wide receiver for a very long time. How long has Luke played it? That answers my question.
Yeah.
Thank
okay.
You.
All right.
About
thank you, Mark.
2 or 3 years. Okay.
Right.
So, have a good one, bro.
Thank you.
Love you.
The Mark and Largo Show, everybody. Let's go to Peter in North Carolina, line 2. What's up, Peter? How are you?
I'm wonderful. The last caller, I don't care what happens to the quarterback, either one of them in Atlanta. Who cares? But I'll tell you what I think is going to happen. It's going to be a hard-fought game. It's going to be close.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm with you. It's going to come down to the kickers. The best field goal kicker is going to win or lose this game, one way or another. And I think it's going to be the kickers. Now, I think Washington's a better team. They're more... they're just a better team, but they have so many injuries. And I think that the people that are playing are pretty good. And the running game has to get going, but I really think it comes down to the kicker in a game like this.
Well,
you know, we beat them pretty bad last year, and I know they...
Well, it was over. It was overtime. They controlled the entire first half, and then Commanders played very well offensively in the second half, and Atlanta made a late surge offensively down the stretch. And, you know, obviously then Jaden led a great march down the field and finished it off with a slant game-winning touchdown to Zach Ertz before, if I'm not mistaken, Atlanta even had a chance at possession. Maybe they had a 3-and-out. I can't remember. Whatever the case might be. So that was that. In completely different game, completely different circumstances. And I would say this, I know people think, oh, if a team is pissed off, if you just bully them around, they're going to cower. Yeah, I can see that. I feel that. I don't see that on tape and with the people that are there. I would be surprised about that. I would be surprised about that. If they just cowered. Did we lose Pete? Yeah, okay, we did. All right. Just seeing some big hockey news. Alexander Barkov of the back-to-back Stanley Cup champion Florida Panthers undergoing knee surgery and could miss the regular season. Wow. Wow. I knew it didn't look good, but man, that would be a huge loss for the Panthers. That will be a huge loss. 220, Team 980. More of your calls. More of your reaction coming up on the Team 980. Plus, all things AMAC, the debut, coming up just after 2:30 on the Team 980 and on the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
All right, so I was just looking up some advanced statistics, kind of thing you like to do. Atlanta is playing zone, it looks like, about 65 to 70% of the time, or what is defined as zone, according to Pro Football Focus. They're not great in coverage. So if their pass rush, which is much improved, if their pass rush doesn't get home, Marcus Mariota is going to have an opportunity to make some plays, obviously. And all it takes sometimes is one big play to change around a game, right? I mean, we see these games constantly and we're like, okay, well, how did that game flip? And like last week, I mean... whether it was Jalen Lane's 90-yard punt return, which obviously is a huge jolt of electricity, or whether it was Terry's 56-yard should-have-been touchdown, was taken away stupidly by the NFL on a stupid expedited review because the league is stupid, which led to Bill's touchdown. Like, games change one play. I'm not saying every game changes with one play. But if they can take advantage without Terrell of a good safety tandem, right? Xavier Watts, young kid, rookie, played very well so far, or pretty well so far, Jesse Bates, veteran. If they could take advantage somehow of that, of the corners that Atlanta has, Mike Hughes, Billy Bowman, if they could take advantage of D. Alford, who we mentioned a couple of times, if they could take advantage of that and hit one big game-changing play, and it doesn't even have to be for score, it could be enough against an offense that's struggling for confidence. Remember, even in their only win, Atlanta did not play great offensively. It was Bijan Robinson running. One big play could change this game around. One big play. Now, you got to get that one big play. Last week, they got a 42-yard touchdown catch and run to Luke McCaffrey, but the game was largely already decided. But that 56-yarder to Terry, I think that came, I want to say 17-10 up, but I would have to double-check. Maybe it was 10-10. I can't remember if that one came before the punt return or vice versa. You get the point. All right, let's go to, all right, here he is. The man who this morning, I keep wanting to click my own phone lines here. We got to get them to fix this. The man who this morning picked the Commanders to win 234-0 on Kevin Sheehan's show, Paulie.
Hail to the W, man.
Yeah, yeah.
The man who continues to talk loser talk.
Oh, yeah, loser talk.
Cantankerous Russell.
I got it on a T-shirt already. I'm like Linnell, T-shirt slogan after T-shirt slogan.
Hey, let me say this about Linnell, man. Yeah, Linnell did call Mariota a quitter and all that. He kind of did. But listen, man, y'all got revisionist history on that. Because, Russell, I remember that day. You wasn't a Mariota fan that
no,
day.
I wasn't a Mariota fan as a quarterback.
Who was?
I was wrong.
Who was a Mariota fan that day? I believe that was me. I believe I was the one that said, no, he's good for this.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
It's on Odyssey app. We can go get it. No problem.
Send it to me. I don't remember that, Paulie.
Yeah, I bet you don't remember. You never remember what I'm right when you go all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, let me say this, man. There's one formula throughout the history of this league that's always worked and worked pretty well. Run the ball and stop the run. And we're set up to do both. Yeah, Atlanta does have an improved defense, but they also have, like the Atlanta Falcons guy said, they also have a smallish defense. You know, they rely more on speed and quickness than anything else. And so we keep the same formula we had last week.
Yep.
We keep the same formula we had last week. You know, we set it up with the run, and we hit a couple passes here and there, then we should be good. You said one play, and what you're saying is momentum. You know, big plays bring momentum. But we have more than one or two. We have four plays over 40 yards last week. You know, four plays. So we can get even half that. You know, two big plays in the running game or the passing game or hey, maybe a pick six or whatever. But most definitely, you know, we need to get some, you know, continue on big plays. We haven't got we haven't got any turnovers. You know, outside of turning the team over on fourth down. But most definitely we need some big plays, man. So, yeah, run the ball, stop the run, or we'll come out with a 34-21 victory, man. Easy, man, I'm telling you. And what Mark Galago say? Who the receiver he want?
He wanted
– he called for? Amari Cooper?
Yeah, Amari Cooper, yes. I couldn't remember the crappy receiver that he wanted, yes. Amari Cooper.
Well, what is Amari Cooper going to do but pull a hamstring trying to run past a linebacker?
Yeah.
He can't even run past a linebacker these days, man. And if you can't make it in Buffalo with Josh Allen, what are we talking about?
I hear you.
Listen, hey, we'll be all right at the receiving group, man. They do need to let these young guys get some burn out there, though. You know, it's almost the end of the line for players like Noah Brown for me. I can't keep, you know, counting on a guy that can't never get on the field.
I wonder what Chris Moore's impact is going to be in this game because, you know,
Listen, Chris Moore is going to have a good impact, a big impact on this game. Because one thing you see is that him and Mariota already have a sense of timing.
Yeah.
And that's probably because they've worked together a lot in the offseason or whatever.
Yeah.
And speaking of that, I know you're saying how Atlanta's coming out with all this energy and all that. And you might be right. They should. But we should be able to match that because we got players that's hungry, too. Mariota wants to play well. He wants to play well in Atlanta. We got running backs who are – one thing about when you've got guys who come in the game, you know, backups for starters, they give maximum effort because they want to prove that they belong. And they also want to prove that, hey, when their starters get back, whoever it may be, I still should get some time. I still could be productive and help this team win. So we got a lot of guys out there with things to prove, too. You know, you just go to the offensive line. Think Chris Paul don't want to keep that job? You know? You go to the defensive line.
Well, interesting. You bring just real quickly, you bring up Chris Paul, right? Paul's the kind of guy that can maul a small, thinnish defense into the ground, right? And just and Tunsil too. I mean, if they run the ball in this game, I think it'll be to that side, and I think they'll try and wear down a guy like Leonard Floyd, who is tall and thin, you know.
Oh, you got badass in the middle?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? One thing about Wiley is aggressive. Lonnie yep. plays with a lot of energy.
And
he's
a tactician.
Aggressive out
yeah.
there.
No, I agree.
Yeah, exactly. So, look, man, this game is set up for us to win, you know, pulling away in the third or fourth quarter.
Right.
Like I said, man, 34-20, man, 3-1. We on a move. Hail to the W.
I got you, Paulie. I would love that. I would love for them to win this game because almost nobody's going to give them a real good chance of winning in Los Angeles against the Chargers next week. So, if that is even close to being right or fair, could be the difference between being 3-2 going into October or the meat of October and 2-3. I mean, listen, if you lose this game, people are going to be like, no, you can't think like this. If you lose this game, it's not the end of the world. If you're 2-2 after four, hell, I said they would be 2-2 after four healthy. Never mind all sorts of banged up. 301-230-0980. When we return, the debut of all things AMAC. Oh, cannot wait. Some college football, a little look at the Giants, and whatever else we wind up discussing. All things AMAC makes its Friday. It's Feel Good Football Friday debut next. All right, we have Jaden Daniels, Terry McLaurin, John Bates, and Noah Brown, all ruled out for the Commanders. Of course, they are joined by safety Will Harris, who is going to be out for more than a couple of weeks. But Bill, Jacory Kroski-Merritt, looks like he'll be able to go for the Commanders as they go to Atlanta to take on the 1-2 Falcons, who come off a 30-0 shellacking by the Carolina Panthers last Sunday. Our pregame coverage here on the Team 980 begins at 9 a.m., and you can watch the game at Honor Brewing in Sterling with Denton and Linnell, who bring you the pregame starting at 11. Meanwhile, the troubled man who killed four people and then himself in July at the NFL's Park Avenue headquarters has been indeed diagnosed with CTE, according to a statement from the New York City officer of the chief medical examiner. The shooter, who of course shot himself, Shane Tamora, claimed in a note that was found in a wallet that he believed he had CTE and wanted an exam after death. And the medical examiner said they determined unambiguous evidence of such a disease. So obviously a sad, beyond sad ending there. Meanwhile, in the Ryder Cup, which is going on at Bethpage Black, right now, Scotty Scheffler and J.J. Spahn down one up to Straka and John Rahm through four. Meanwhile, Justin Thomas and Young, both Americans, are up two up over the opponents, Åberg and Hedgegaard, and Rory McIlroy and Scott Lowry are just underway against Patrick Cantlay and Burns on the American side at Bethpage Black again on this Friday. Europe leading 3-1 after the early matches on this first day again of the annual rivalry, and that's what's trending.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
So I'm getting a request. I'm not going to say who from because I don't want to call them out. I'm getting a request for me to take back control of the music on the show. I got a request for Motown Monday. I mean, listen, we could play Motown music 5 days a week. It doesn't just have to be on a Monday.
Yeah, I'm not mad at Motown.
Yeah. I love Motown.
Yeah, Motown.
I mean, oldies, great. Mm-hmm. Motown music, best. Mm. Best. Even though, you know, Washington, D.C. has its own flavor of music, and I'm respectful
what's it called?
Of that. It's,
oh, what is my it God. He waves his hand. And
what is it called?
Oh, my goodness.
I forgot what the name
disgust
of it is.
Disgusted on his face. I don't even feel like naming it.
No, I forgot the name of it. It's,
Do you really not know it?
I forgot the name of it.
You're being serious. I thought it was a bit at first.
No, it's not.
How are you a Commanders fan? You don't know the name of the genre around here, dude.
I just forget. I mean, I got a lot on my mind to remember.
It's yeah, because you're a Giants fan, Brian says, because he's not from here.
That's not, that is true. I'm not from here. Al Goldie used to have like a day of the week named after the music, and I'm just drawing a blank. I mean, it's not that I don't know it. James Brown?
Yeah.
The hell kind of, what is it called? I can't think of it.
Yeah, he said James Brown. You mean Chuck Brown?
Chuck Brown, whatever. James Brown is the television sportscaster that I used to work with.
It's all right. It's Go-Go.
Go-Go, there it is. How did I forget that? I mean, you guys could have helped me out instead of laughing at me, Cowboy B. You hear me over there? You could have helped me out. No? Thanks. That's what I get for trying to put you over. That's what I get. Thanks a lot. All right. Before I completely ruin the whole segment, It's time for the debut of All Things AMAC. And what this segment is going to be about is a couple of college football games, three, that AMAC, occasionally we might expand it depending on the card, three top college football games that AMAC, the lead producer, the executive producer, right? What's the show that you work on? Sirius XM Radio, big.
I work on Big Ten this morning.
Right, big
College
Ten this
Sports
morning.
Radio.
College
and then
Sports
also,
Radio.
SEC Radio.
And SEC Radio.
I'm all over the place.
You are Mr. College Sports. And we don't talk a lot of college sports on the show because we've got to constantly talk about the Commander. So I want the shine on you, but we'll also talk a little Giants as well. So, take it away, my friend. Oh, listen to that. Listen to that.
Yeah, so this weekend is a pretty loaded slate of college games.
Mm-hmm.
I think the biggest one that everyone's going to have eyeballs on is Penn State, Oregon.
Mm-hmm.
Oregon, new to the Big Ten. Last year was their first year, won the Big Ten championship. It's a rematch of the Big Ten championship last year. Headed to Penn State to take on the Nittany Lions and what will be Penn State's whiteout.
Mm-hmm.
I think the biggest storylines heading into this game is James Franklin taking on a top five opponent, top 10 opponent, in which he is 1-14 since coming to Penn State.
Not very good. Last time out, lost against Ohio State in Columbus, a game they should have probably won.
Yep. Lost to Ohio State in Columbus, lost to Oregon in the Big Ten Championship last year, lost to Notre Dame in the college semifinals after beating Boise State and SMU, two teams that I think everyone thought Penn State should have won and definitely did win in convincing fashion. I think this one is going to be interesting just because, you know, Dan Lanning is coming in with Oregon's pristine, known year after year, explosive offense led by Dante Moore, the junior quarterback who's just been on a hot streak out of Oregon. And Penn State, do they have the offense to keep up? Because their offense to this point, even though they returned a lot of talent with Nicholas Singleton, Catron Allen, Drew Aller at quarterback, they brought in three transfer wide receivers. This offense still has looked stale, and there hasn't been any reason to look at Penn State, even though they, I believe they entered the season like 3 in the AP poll.
Yeah.
There hasn't been any reason to look at Penn State so far and say, like, this is a national championship team.
Well, they haven't played anybody. Let's start with that, right?
They haven't played anybody, and they haven't looked overwhelmingly good against anybody. I mean, Alabama, they lost to Florida State, but they came back and they won 70-0 against Wisconsin last week. That's a performance where we can look at and say, okay, that looks like a team that can be competitive in the college football playoff and win. Oregon had a 73-6 win, a dominating win over Oklahoma State.
69-3.
Yes, just a dominating. I mean, Oklahoma State isn't that good, but again, those teams that Penn State played weren't good either. So I think this is an interesting matchup because this is the year. I mean, Penn State has always been a perpetual 10-win, 9-win team, college football playoff fringe team. And last year, now that it expanded to 12, they were able to make it. This is the year where they come in ranked 3rd in AP polls, 4th in coaches' polls. They come in ranked high. They have the returning talent. They get talent out of the transfer portal. There's a lot of expectations on this team, and entering the season, I think most people surrounding the sport of college football looked at that team and said, not only can they win the Big Ten, they can compete for a national title.
Yep.
So there is this sense of, if not now, then when for Penn State. So I think with all that pressure, Dan Lanning being the mastermind, who's actually a defensive coach, but also having these offenses that are always good, entering Penn State during a whiteout with these storylines, I think that's a great game to watch. I'm excited to see it. I can't wait to watch that Saturday night.
I think Penn State finds a way to win this game. You know, their defense, pretty good. Even though they lose Abdul Carter, you mentioned the running back, Singleton, so on. Drew Aller's only got 4 touchdowns and 1 interception on the year. So he's going to have to obviously have a big game. But I still can't get Oregon out of my mind from what Ohio State did to them in the Rose Bowl. And I'm not saying Penn State is at that level, but remember, there were still plenty of questions about Ohio State at that point. So, to me, coming all the way to Happy Valley, 110,000, a whiteout at night, the only thing they're not going to be dealing with is bad weather.
Yeah.
Okay, so that helps Oregon probably. I kind of like Penn State in this game. Disappointed if they lose this game. They're 3.5-point favorites for whatever that means, and it means absolutely nothing. But Vegas thinks they should win this game.
Yeah, I like that you brought up Ohio State too, because Penn State actually picked up Ohio State's defensive coordinator, Jim Knowles.
No, you're right. You're right.
So you're right. And then with that front, they have Zane Durant, Deni Dennis Sutton. Yeah. I think that's also a prudent point that you made too. So, yeah, I think it's interesting. I think I'm tossed up about this one. I think I'm going to lean towards Oregon because, again, I just have to see it from James Franklin.
That's fair.
Penn
That's
State
fair.
And the Nittany Lions.
The matchup predictor real quickly, because then we got to move on to another game. According to ESPN Analytics, has Penn State winning 51.1% of the time. So Oregon 48.9%, essentially a toss-up.
Yeah.
And, you know, like when you have two top six teams like these two are, and the spread is 3.5, that's essentially a half-point spread in Vegas' eyes because you're going to give a field goal nod to the home team, which is Penn State.
Yeah. So the next game that I want to talk about here is Georgia versus Alabama. Like, similarly to James Franklin, Kirby Smart also has a problem in big games, but this is big games versus Alabama. Kirby Smart, since becoming the head coach of Georgia, is 1-6 against Alabama, and that includes a loss last year to Kalen DeBoer's yep. version of the Tide, and an incredible game that went back and forth all the way to the end last night. Last year in Alabama. So I think this one will be interesting. Alabama, you know, we had the game against Florida State earlier this year where Tommy Castellanos, the quarterback for Florida State, came in and said no one was mm-hmm. scared of Alabama. Everybody entering that game, because Florida State was unranked at the time. I believe Alabama was top 10. Mm-hmm. Everybody entering that game was like, Tommy Castellanos should have probably kept his mouth shut.
Mm-hmm.
And then they went out there and they definitely dominated the Tide. So Alabama, they go in, get a win at Wisconsin. Ryan Williams looked good. The offense looked better. They dominate Wisconsin. Ty Simpson got on a roll. Now it's time to see how good Alabama can be with Georgia, not only playing Georgia, going into Athens yep. to play Georgia. I think this is going to be a good game and a battle of two quarterbacks who some have a lot of questions around in Ty Simpson and, yep. and Gunnar Stockton. I think that would be a big part of this game, which quarterback can come out and kind of lead their team to victory. It's interesting to see. I think Georgia, I'm going to lean there just because Alabama definitely has the talent. I think a lot of people would say Alabama has the more talented roster,
mm-hmm.
but I just see it more consistently from Georgia.
Yeah.
So I think I'm going to lean with Georgia and the Dogs.
I'm going to lead with Georgia too, and it's not just because they're higher ranked and undefeated, but also they're at home, as you mentioned. You know, to me, Alabama whooping up on Wisconsin, I'm going to need to see more to know that Alabama and Caleb DeBoer is back, just from the standpoint of Wisconsin sucks. I mean, Maryland went in there and punked them.
Yeah.
And Maryland's good, mm-hmm. but Maryland went into Camp Randall and punked them.
Yeah.
They're calling for Luke Fickell's head. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to need to see more. Now, if Alabama, even if they lose this game, but if they play really well and lose by a heartbreaking field goal, then I'll feel better about Alabama. Until I see that, I have to pick Georgia.
Yeah. So that one will be a great game, and I think it would be nice to have that split screen action because that one is also at 7:30, along with the Penn State Oregon game.
Too much, way too much going on at one time tomorrow. I mean, there are so many good games, many good games. All right, game number three, so that we don't run out of time here.
Yeah, the final game, I'll get to it real quick. We have Ole Miss versus hosting LSU and the Tigers.
Mm.
Lane Kiffin taking on Brian Kelly. Yeah, and we had the story. That's a big thing this week. Lane Kiffin's daughter went public with LSU linebacker Whit Meeks. That's an interesting storyline. And then you also have Ole Miss just made a quarterback change within the last.
Chambliss.
Yeah, Trinidad Chambliss. And he has been phenomenal. Again, I mean, the opponents haven't been up to this LSU defensive standard. He beat Arkansas and Tulane,
Arkansas is a fun offensive team. They are not a good defensive team.
Exactly. So this will be the first real test against this LSU defense. And then on the other side with Brian Kelly, for the longest time, it's been like Brian Kelly doesn't have defense. He's got a defense now, and now people have a lot of questions about this offense. So can Ole Miss kind of run up that score and see if LSU and Garrett Nussmeier, who everybody had as the best quarterback coming into this year, can they keep up, which they haven't really looked like they can so far, or will they make it a defensive battle and kind of challenge Trinidad Chambliss? I'm going to go with Ole Miss and Trinidad Chambliss because I just don't think that they have enough film on what Ole Miss can do, and I think that they can kind of get down the field and spread it out and increase the score on LSU's offense, and I don't know if LSU can keep up with them. So I'm going to go with Ole Miss over LSU in this
at home in Oxford against the 4-0 Tigers. I'm going to go the opposite way.
Mm.
I'm going to take the youth and experience at quarterback, Chambliss, for Ole Miss and use that against him in a big spot, like you mentioned, against a pretty good LSU defense. And Nussmeier bounce back a little bit and the kind of veteran pedigree, if you will, of LSU. I'm going to take LSU to not only cover, I should say, what's the spread in that game? I'm gonna go with LSU straight up is what I'm gonna go. The spread is
LSU. I don't know why I can't find
it. Yeah, 1.5. Okay, so there it is. No, I got Mississippi -1.5.
Okay,
according to ESPN bet, I took my eyes off it for 1 second. So I'm gonna take LSU plus the 1.5, but I think they'll win outright. All right, so three games.
Yeah.
LSU, I mean, it's a great, great card. Tonight's a great start. I mean, you got TCU and Arizona State late. Tim Brando on that call. I used to work with Timmy B. He loves college football. I know he's on that game on Fox Sports 1, I believe it is. Maybe it's Big Fox. I can't remember. But before that, FSU in Charlottesville against Virginia. That should be a great game. I mean, tomorrow is just stacked. I mean, you got Arkansas, Notre Dame. That's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Can Notre Dame run all over that Arkansas defense? Or can Arkansas be able to find a way to put up their 30-plus points at home? That place will be jumping. I can't remember the last time Notre Dame was in Fayetteville.
Watch out for Ohio State at Washington, too.
Yeah.
Washington's offense looks real good with Damon Williams, the quarterback.
And USC, Illinois, also at noon. Looking forward to that game. We talked to Quan Martin about that game yesterday, if you wanted his spin on that, and the Illinois Fight in Illini and Brett Bielema. You can check out that interview on the podcast on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. All right, real quickly, before we go, to end all things AMAC for the first edition, Giants, Chargers, Sunday, MetLife, Jackson, throw a dart, baby, and Cam Scataboo. What do you think?
I wish I was excited for that game as I was these college football games tomorrow. I do think that I'm excited to see Jackson Dart and see how he performs, but I think overall, through these first three games, I think there's just a lot of concern around this offense and Daboll being an offensive mind. So it's hard for me to get too excited, but I'm excited to see if Jackson Dart plays well against a stout defense.
If he throws for 275 plus one turnover, two touchdowns, but they lose by 10 because Justin Herbert's Justin Herbert.
Yeah.
And the Chargers defense is still pretty good even without Khalil Mack. Is that okay?
I mean, yeah, it's a good game. I'm not one to, go proclaiming things after, one good game. I'll be very happy, and I would know that he can step up to the plate and perform well. But, it's a long season. Hopefully he has a long career, so we'll see.
All right. That does it for the first debut segment of All Things AMAC. He worked very hard putting that together for us. Appreciate that. Three big college football games, plus a touch of everything else we mentioned, more than just the three college football games, and a look-see at Jackson Dart's debut in the NFL regular season with the Giants against the Chargers. And that game's important to watch for Commanders fans because the Chargers, again, are next week's opponent in Los Angeles. All right, we got to take a timeout. End of the 2 o'clock hour. We still have a power-packed third hour, including our dueling Super Six Packs and I see a bunch of calls lined up, so we will knock some of those down to start. Hour number three, straight ahead on the Team 980, the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.